three decades ago, I worked for a year at Itasca Community College in Grand Rapids. This was back when ICC had a thriving arts curriculum, including music and theater departments. I was hired in the theater department to teach set design and to oversee the design and construction of the year's three productions, The Miracle Worker, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and Wings, which you've probably never heard of. Wings started out as radio drama on National Public Radio's program Earplay, then was adapted for the stage by the playwright Arthur Coppett, set in the mind of someone who had suffered a major stroke, which meant effectively that I had almost unrestricted creative freedom in terms of the physical design of the set and setting. What you wound up looking at was an abstraction, a total mystery. Stairs and ramps that went nowhere, projections on the backdrop scrim of weird masks and distorted landscapes, and we lit the stage with a hazy red-yellow light, or semi-darkness, really, that made most people see a sort of scary stage-enveloping orange fog and made a few people see hell, what they thought hell would look like. I can't tell you how gratifying it was for yours truly to hear that. Where I'm going with this, that was a job, my job. It was hard, stressful work involving unnegotiable deadlines, dangerous tools, table saws, circular saws, and so on, 12-hour days and nights once we were in production, and of course, uncertainty. Was it going to work? Would anybody understand what I was trying to do? It did work. It was very successful. Then the show closes, and you have to deconstruct the whole thing, which in the world of theater means taking the set apart in such a way that all the lumber and hardware and canvas and whatnot can be used again and again. And usually in community theater, you have to strike the set, that's the tech term, strike the set literally right after the last show before you can even go to the party. This was work, paycheck work, that, challenging as it was, did not feel like work. It had the feel of privilege. That is when you have a good job. Fast forward 30 years. Between you and me, I'm back in the land of job as privilege, working on Northern Community Radio's daily poetry program, The Beat, reviewing the arts across the Northland, doing radio essays, even baking a cake for staff meeting, or schlepping the garbage and recycling on Thursday. I have to remind myself daily, hourly sometimes, the guilt I'm processing is just that. Guilt. Counterintuitive, counterproductive. There's nothing wrong with being lucky.